Welcome back to Off the Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We have Jonathan Brunn with us in the studio today, a web entrepreneur and longtime advocate of transparency and open data. Jonathan co-founded Montréal Ouvert in 2010, a citizens' initiative that set its sights on an open data portal for the city of Montreal, and their efforts were quite successful as the city unveiled an open data portal 14 months later. Jonathan, can you tell me a bit about Montréal Ouvert's experience in dealing with the city on this issue and about your tactics?
Sure thing. Montréal Ouvert is a citizens' initiative, which basically means there's no legal structure, there's no money. It's literally a Facebook page, a Twitter account, and a website. And we set this up in 2010 to work with City Hall and to fight with City Hall to get an open data policy. When we say open data, what we're talking about is we're asking the city to publish databases of information. So think of contracts given by the city or the schedule for snow removal or other information, publishing it in database format as opposed to a PDF document that you have to go and download and read manually. And so when it's in a database format, a computer software, a website, an iPhone app can go grab the information and make it much more usable for the citizens. And so that's what we've been working with the city to implement over the last almost four years now. And it's been pretty successful, and we have a big event coming up. And our tactics have been a mix. You know, it's a love-hate relationship. Sometimes we work with the city. For example, tomorrow we have an event at one of the city buildings, and the city's co-sponsoring it and helping out. And then sometimes we're in the media criticizing the city and saying that they should do something differently or do something more. And during the last election campaign, we got all the candidates for the mayor of Montreal to commit to doing certain transparency initiatives. So we have this relationship where sometimes we dance and sometimes we fight. It's a bit like a couple, but we try and make it work out in the end.
Okay, so you got quite a fairly quick response from the city in taking a couple first steps towards open data. How have they been following through on this in the years following the unveiling of the portal?
So they implemented a portal, an open data portal in October 2011. So it's been a bit over 3 years now, and they've slowly been adding information to this portal, so more data sets, so things like parking meters and the location of parks and trees and things like that. There's other stuff that's been going on in City Hall over the last couple of years. A couple of mayors got kicked out. We've had a big corruption inquiry. So City Hall has been a pretty active place for the last couple of years. And let's just say open data wasn't necessarily at the top of the agenda while they were worrying about the police arresting them. But now with a new administration in place that's stable, they have shown a true commitment to open data, and we're quite optimistic that Kader, the new mayor, will be implementing many of our recommendations, and we're working with his team to make sure that gets done as quickly as possible. So there was a bit of a 2-year slow period, and we're looking forward to a quicker pace now that hopefully we have some political stability in Montreal.
Okay. Do you have any specific immediate goals that you're hoping to work towards?
So during the campaign, we had a project called Je Vote pour la Transparence, or I Vote for Transparency. It's still online. If you Google it or if you go to the website, montrealouvert.net, you'll find it. And so there we have a list of data sets that we asked the city to publish. So it's things like all the contracts given by the city to companies, all the subcontractors, the inspections of health inspections of restaurants. So for example, if we go to a restaurant today, it's impossible to know if this restaurant was inspected for sanitary reasons. But if you're in Toronto or if you're in other cities, you walk into a restaurant, it says A, B, C, or D on the front door. And in Montreal, we don't have that. So the mayor's committed to publishing a lot of this information during the campaign. And that's what we're pushing him on these days. So that's sort of our short-term targets, is to get this data opened up and available to all the citizens.
Okay. And as this data is being opened up by the city and put online, what do you have any sense of how the public's been engaging with it in terms of developers, citizens, entrepreneurs? What's been their response?
The response is quite good. We have an event tomorrow, February 22nd, Saturday, at the city building down in the old port, and we have student tickets, and so we'd love to see a lot of students, journalists, designers, computer scientists, and anybody who's interested in government issues come down tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. You can find the information on our website. And the response has been quite good. We, you know, the corporations love it. Google, Microsoft, all these guys are on board. The community sector has loved it. It's helped them identify people who are converting apartments into condos, so things related to affordable lodging. It's helped people fight in cockroach and mold infestations in buildings. So open data has serviced both the corporate sector as well as the community sector, and that's part of the reason why we got involved in it, is because it really does affect everybody's life. And so the pick, there's been a lot of interest in it, and we're continuing to push with events like tomorrow's, where there's about 110 people signed up for tomorrow's event, and we'd love to have some McGill students and some Concordia students come down to the event tomorrow also.
All right. And this is as you're pushing for the government to proactively publish more and more information, have there been any like contentious issues you've been rubbing up against as to the barrier between public and confidential information, and where that barrier should be, and where what are your
sure ideas on that? In Quebec, we have fairly strict privacy laws in terms of protecting our own information. So think of medical records or your school records or things like that. That of course is not what we're aiming to publish. We're aiming to publish things that are general and not specific to any individual. But in Quebec, we have a long history, or the public sector has a long history of using these privacy laws to block things like access to information requests. So because our privacy laws are so stringent, they'll say, well, that you're asking for such and such document, but that mentions somebody in it, and they'll refuse to publish the document. So there's an interesting intersection between privacy law and proactive disclosure. And there's no easy solution, but we're not proposing to change the privacy laws. We're really just proposing to proactively disclose a lot more information. You can redact people's names fairly easily, and it's obviously a much longer discussion, but privacy is very important for our cause, and we really just want to publish information that is general and non-specific.
Mm-hmm. In terms of Quebec's history of using these privacy laws for certain, how have you guys gone about addressing that? Just calling them out on it, or what's...
It's not really our top concern at this stage. I mean, there's so much information out there that is not published in an open format that has nothing to do with privacy mm-hmm. laws at all. So, you know, there's 80% of the information that we want to get doesn't have anything to do with privacy laws. So there's no reason why the government can't even use that excuse to not publish. So if we can get that 80% of information published, and then the remaining 20% that has a little bit of an overlap with privacy, individual privacy, that'll be a little bit more contentious. But we've got a lot of work ahead of us before we get to that sort of barrier. We're simultaneously helping the government reform the access to information laws at the provincial level. And that's an ongoing process that'll take quite some time. But we're looking to incorporate more modern tools into the access information law, which hasn't been changed since 1982, despite obviously the invention of things like the internet and iPhones and computers. So we're kind of playing that side of it too, and trying to reform the laws. But reforming a law, as you might imagine, takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. But the process, the wheels have started turning there.
Okay, so it's a bit of a two-part process.
It's a never-ending battle. Yeah. I mean, I think in Spanish, the expression is, you know, it's the la lutte sans fin, or the battle without end. I mean, there's no end point to this. It's fundamentally all about creating freedom, democracy, access to information, and giving citizens the right to know, or the ability to know, what their government is doing, how they're spending their money, what decisions are being made in their name. And right now, that's not possible. It's very difficult to know what the government's doing. And so we're trying to restore sort of the original sense of democracy, where every citizen knows what's going on and is a participant in the decision-making process. And this was not something we're going to solve in the next 6 months. And we need everybody's help. So it's something that'll last more than my lifetime. And we're really just trying to move the needle a little bit forward.
Okay. Montreal has made some recent changes in licensing. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about that as regards data.
Sure. So that's a little bit of a drier subject. Open data, when we say open data, an essential part of that is that the information that's published has to come with a legal license that allows you to reuse it. So if you go and buy some music, you know, you can't legally copy it and put it on the internet. But with open data, we want the government to publish its information and then to let you, or let anybody, take the information and use it in another piece of software, modify it, integrate it with other information, and make it more useful. And so a new license was just adopted a couple days ago that makes it more easy and less restrictive to use the data. So you can basically grab this Montreal's data, Toronto's data, Vancouver's data, integrate it into one piece of software and offer that as a product to somebody and try and make some money off of it for your hard work. So the new license is a step in the right direction. It makes the information more easy, more easily accessible and easier to use in a commercial product.
Okay, so that's an exciting step for, say, app developers.
Exactly. Or... we want to build an ecosystem of app developers, of companies, of nonprofits, of different people using this data, and allowing them to legally use it to make a profit is an essential part of that.
Okay, and just to finish off, tomorrow is International Open Data Day, and there's an event going on you were talking about, if you could...
Sure.
Speak a little more about that.
So International Open Data Day happens around this time of year every year. There's about 150 cities around the world participating in this. And we're organizing the Montreal event. There's events in Sherbrooke and there's events in Toronto and everywhere. And so it's downtown. It's at 801 Brennan Street. You can go to montrealouvert.net or quebecouvert.org to find out more and to sign up. We have $5 tickets for students. It includes a lunch, so you get a $5 lunch, and we have about 110 people, a lot of city bureaucrats and government officials. Google will be there, Microsoft, Linux creators, so lots of people that are looking for talented young minds to help push open data forward, and we hope to see as many people come out as possible tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Jonathan Brunn, a web entrepreneur who works a lot in open data. He co-founded Montreal Ouvert here on CKUT. Thank you very much.
Thank you.